Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The Eagles are at the podium, and we have it covered here for you. Thanks to the fine folk at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL, the newly verified Michael Kist NFL, by the way, so you know it's actually the real me. Super important to know. Today we have two pressers for you. First up, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson talking about some decision-making in the loss to the Ravens and thoughts on how to prepare during a short week. Carson Wentz will be up after him. That's from Tuesday. He also talks about short week prep, recovery, all that jazz, with some thoughts on how the young receivers are coming along. Again, it is a short week, and as we make this hard transition to the Thursday night football divisional showdown with the Giants, you might get a jumble of shows jam-packed into the feed as we try to get as much out as we can to give you as much content and as many options as we can before that game kicks off. Make sure you're subscribed to the feed if you aren't already yet and leaving those five-star ratings and reviews in Apple Podcasts. We love you for it. All right, let's hear from the guys that matter. Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz, let's go to the podium.
Guys who didn't play in the game, Lane Johnson, Matt Pryor, Deshaun, Alshon, where are they? Do you expect to have any of them back this week?
Well, obviously, you know, Alshon and Deshaun have been practicing with us and Deshaun last week. And so, obviously optimistic. Short week, you don't know how guys are going to respond, you know, physically. We'll see where they're at because we don't, you know, with short weeks, we don't get actual live reps in practice. So we keep everything more of the traditional walkthrough. And so that's kind of where we're at. Lane Johnson's in that same boat with those two guys.
We'll go to Jimmy and then Ruben.
Hey, Doug, just to clarify your reasoning on the two-point conversion down 11, is the logic similar to what you explained a couple years ago in going for two and you're down by eight, but just with the added need for the field goal tacked on?
Sure.
You know what I mean by that, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's the probability of giving yourself the best chance to winning the football game. In it, basically, when you're down 17-8, you know that a touchdown and a field goal wins the game. So you take all those probabilities into account. You know, I think there was just over seven minutes to go. Third quarter, I think it was, in that situation. So, yeah, it kind of falls in line with that. And it allows us as an offense, allows me as a play caller and a decision maker to understand exactly what we need moving forward, whether we accomplish our goal and are successful on the two-point attempt or we're not, then it gives us an opportunity to, we know exactly what it has to happen now the rest of the game.
Yep, understood. Thanks.
Yep. Go ahead, Ruben, and then Kristen.
Hey, good morning, Doug. In the event that you do have to play without Miles for any period, can you just talk about what you have behind him? I think I asked you about this a few weeks ago, just about Boston and Corey. The production really hasn't been there. Is there a chance we might see Huntley a little more? Is Killens possibly back in the mix? How do you see that position right now?
Well, hopefully Miles is okay and he's available, but Boston, Corey, you know, Huntley are the guys that would be, you know, in that running back by committee, so to speak, would be our next move. Obviously Killens is an opportunity as well. It would just depend on the rest of the roster, as you know, to get him up. We know Boston has played, we know Corey's played. You know, Huntley's the only one that's really limited from the standpoint of playing, but got confidence in all three of those guys to be able to get the job done.
Kristen and then Tim.
Yeah, Good morning, Doug. I know the short week obviously isn't great injury-wise, but is there a sense that, you know, the short week can kind of help you guys flush the last few weeks of the season a little bit quicker?
Well, obviously it can. To get back out on the field, you know, this afternoon and focus on another opponent. I mean, obviously the New York Giants, it's a division opponent, and games that we have to, you know, we have to, you know, you just understand you're the NFC East, right? I mean, everything's still kind of up for grabs, and we're just trying to figure out how to win a game and how to, you know, get guys healthy to play and where we are that way. But it does give you a sense of sort of, you know, you kind of get rid of the past and you're focused on the next opponent approach. And so that's kind of what today's about, what tomorrow's about. And obviously playing on Thursday night at home, you know, gives everybody a little excitement moving forward this week.
Tim and then Jeff.
Doug, we've seen Carson on a number of occasions now, you know, kind of really light up at the end of games and pull the team back and engineer all these scoring drives. I'm wondering what you think comes out of him in that moment. And is there any way to kind of harness that, you know, so he's doing that more, you know, through the other three plus quarters on a consistent basis?
You know, it's sometimes you get into your, which you don't ever really want to get into your 2 minute offense quite as early as we had to yesterday. But your 2 minute offense can help you. Your up tempo offense can help you. You know, and then as the game progressed too, we understood that, you know, how we could protect, how we could attack. And we had to be smart a little bit yesterday too, because, you know, when we lost Driscoll towards the end of the game, I mean, now we got another offensive lineman who really just showed up this week to play. And we had a right guard in there that was basically first week of practice. And, you know, we had guys that were, you know, young guys that were playing. But so you play a little more of your 2 minute offense in those situations. And then you focus on your one-on-one matchups. For us, it was, you know, Travis Fulgham on the outside and, you know, Rich Rod came up big for us, you know, late in the game when Zach went out. But that's really, you know, I guess, why he, you know, sort of lit up at the end of the game, or at least in the second half. But you never want to really get into that situation, because that means you're coming from behind and you're two scores or more down. And but credit to the guys. I mean, these guys battled their tail. They fought. They Carson played tough. They all played tough and gave us an opportunity there at the end.
Jeff and then Zach.
Doug, you've spoken before about how the truncated offseason affected the team in some regards in relation to, you know, some of the new faces you brought in the coaching staff. I'm wondering what kind of effect that may have had on the medical staff and the changes that were made in bringing a new head trainer and a new strength sports science guy. Has that had any correlation to the struggles that you've had with injury so far this season?
No.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Bo.
Hey, Doug, what's the plan at right guard this week?
Well, you know, we got some options. Maybe as crazy as that sounds, we do have some options at guard. We got, you know, obviously Opetta can play. Herbig can move in there. We have Jamal Brown. You know, we're hopeful prior with the being on the COVID list. I believe we can get him back this week as well. So we'll have some options there moving into this week. And we got to do what's best for the football team, best for the offense. And we'll make those determinations here pretty quick.
If Pryor is cleared, is that still his job?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, it's difficult this week because it's a short week. Zach, you understand? I mean, it's if we get him back, it's hard to get the reps to be ready to be a starter. It'd be different if we had a full week and we're playing on Sunday or Monday. It's just something that we have to look at and evaluate, because some of these other guys are going to be getting the bulk of the reps today and tomorrow.
Thanks. Bo and then Les.
Hey, Doug, on the 2-point conversion at the end of the game, I know you said this morning that maybe you should have called the timeout, but on the execution of the play itself, is Rodgers supposed to block Judon, who makes the tackle? Is there a missed assignment there?
you know, we had obviously the play call. Yeah, I as you heard this morning, you know, obviously you guys tuned into WIP and listened to my comments. So, you know, a timeout in that situation could have been beneficial, probably to get the play or a better play possibly in there. So that's on me. And you know, we didn't execute as an offense, and that's coaches and that's players. But I'll say this, that, you know, that didn't lose us the football game. Obviously it was a big play that could have tied the football game. You know, we had opportunities throughout the course of the game to really make a difference, you know, in this football game. So, you know, I talked to the team a lot about, you know, 3, 4, 5 plays a game, you know, could determine the outcome. And some of that's decisions on coaches too. So we all had a hand in it, and we can definitely execute that play a little better.
Less than Mike K.
Hey, Doug. With Miles Sanders out, could we see more use of Jalen Hurts? Do you have like a specific idea of the plays you want him to be in for, or is it kind of more open to, you know, could he be in there for 20 or 30 snaps? If you know, is that viable?
Well, first of all, in Miles's case, we haven't made a determination yet if he's out or not. I'm waiting on more reports this afternoon. They're all getting evaluated right now. So obviously we're hopeful there. In the case of Jalen, obviously you saw yesterday some of the what we call X plays, or some of the plays that are sort of unscouted with him, have been productive for us in the last 3-4 weeks, and I think it's something that we've got to continue to explore. It does give us the ability to, you know, run the football with him. So he's like another, you know, I don't want to say he's another running back, but he's a quarterback that can run the zone read, you know, plays from the quarterback position. So it's something that we're definitely going to continue to explore each week. If it's conducive, it has been successful for us, and I could see things, you know, continuing, you know, each week that way.
Mike, and then Rob Motti.
Doug, I know every year it's a new team, but you still have several guys who have been around these kind of resilient comebacks at the end of the season, pretty much every year the last 3 years. How important is that, having that experience and those voices in that room, with the team being as young, so much younger this year, just moving forward with the outlook that you guys face?
Are you, who are you?
Brandon Graham, Rodney McLeod, Jalen Mills, Carson Wentz, they've all said that they're not panicking because they've been through this type of thing before. How important is that when discussing okay. the outlook of the season with the young kid?
Yeah, no, I understand now what you're saying. It's huge. It's extremely huge because sometimes in this league, you know, young players are learning, right? They're trying to figure this thing out. Every team you play is good. Everybody has good players, and so it's a credit to those veteran leaders on the football team. That's why I make these guys captains every year and put them in leadership roles, because they're the guys that I lean on in times like this to rally the troops, right? To bring the young guys along, because, you know, some of these young guys have had a lot of success, college, go back to high school, and you know, now they're faced with a little adversity, or maybe it is an injury or something of that nature. And this is where, you know, veteran players who have been through it, and as recently as the last couple of seasons with us, know how to deal with it, know how to handle it, know how to pull these guys along. And so I think it's valuable to have the experience that our guys have had. And listen, nobody wants to go through a season with the amount of injuries that has piled up on us right now. But you know, you saw it yesterday. There's no quit in these guys. There's always a constant battle to the end, and that's encouraging moving forward.
Rob, and then Nick.
Doug, the offense has scored 57 points against two really good defenses. You're going to win a lot of your games if you're scoring 29 and 28 points. So considering how depleted you are, and there were a lot of points left on the board, mistakes, drops, and stuff like that, how impressed are you that you're able to still put up those amounts And how much better can this offense be when you guys get healthier and execute?
Well, that's the thing that I have to focus on as an offense, right? I mean, the last couple of weeks, even going back to San Francisco, who team that was in the Super Bowl, and I know they had some injuries on defense, but it's still a really good defense, and you come away with a win there, you know, and then Pittsburgh, what you did at Pittsburgh, and then of course Baltimore being, you know, I believe the number one defense in the National Football League, statistically speaking. And to have really in all three of those games, you know, you win one and had chances to win the other two. And so for us, that's the part that we have to stay focused on, right? We got to stay focused on the positive and keep coaching our players. We've got some young players that are getting valuable experience. I think of the, you know, John Hightower, who's just showed massive improvements each week. And you know, even though maybe, you know, one play yesterday could have made a difference, you know what? He came back later in the game and Carson found him again for another 50-yard completion. So, you know, those are the things that we gotta build on. And, you know, Travis Fulgham and, you know, Greg Ward and some of these young players that are playing. I even think about the defensive guys, you know, Kayvon Wallace, who is getting valuable experience out there, you know, at the safety spot and playing special teams. Our young linebackers played yesterday. So all of that is what's encouraging moving forward. And we know that we've got, you know, some of our veteran players that are getting healthy and hopefully we get them back soon. And just it kind of will solidify, you know, everything for us. So we just got to keep it together, keep it tight, keep focusing on, you know, one week at a time. But I am encouraged by what we've done, even though we haven't, you know, necessarily won the game.
We have time for a couple more. So Nick and then John McMullen.
Hi, Doug. You have the short week here now, obviously. You've had a lot of success traditionally in these situations, even when you've had a lot of injuries. Without giving too much away, what's kind of been your success? And has it been maybe the fact that maybe you've narrowed your focus a little bit, simplified the game plans? How do you plan to approach this week? Why do you think you've been so successful with that in the past?
You know, and honestly, I make light of it, but my wife tells me all the time that, you know, you can put a game plan together in a day and go win a game on Thursday night. You know, why can't you do that for a Sunday game, right? So she kind of kids me a little bit that way, but I do think that there's some validity, so to speak, to keeping it simple, to going back to some of your training camp type plays, you know, utilizing all your personnel, you know, and a lot of it too falls on the players. It's a more of a narrow focus, a laser focus for a couple of days, focusing on the game plan. You know, it's all about mental preparation over the physical, and really, you know, we just keep, you know, I talk about the preparation and hard work all the time. Well, weeks like this, it's going to take preparation and hard work to get it done again, you know, with where we are as a football team. But, you know, I give a lot of credit to the players too. They respond well, to the messaging that I present and, you know, they handle the week, really good.
Go ahead, John.
Hey Doug, you kind of mentioned nobody wants to go through these injuries and you just mentioned, messaging. Do you ever use the success of somebody like Travis or Jordan, if you do need younger players? I know you're not clarified on the injuries, but if you need Huntley this week, if you need Sua this week, do you ever use that as a messaging tool?
I do from time to time, but I don't like to focus on one particular guy. You know, I keep it team oriented, but I have used, you know, those guys, some of those guys you mentioned, I've used those and obviously others, you know, for part of the messaging and just to kind of get your point across sometimes. But, you know, I try to keep it focused, more on the team, you know, aspect of it. And, you know, I talk about individuals, you know, individuals play, but teams win and it's about the team. And those guys do have a big impact, you know, obviously in the success of the team.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod.
If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Hey, Carson. After all the hits you took on Sunday, how are you feeling physically? And what's the challenge this week of getting your body ready to play another game so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it's still Tuesday. At the end of the day, it's still Tuesday. We just played. Quick turnaround. Trying to convince my body that it's Friday. I think that's the challenge for everybody on these short weeks. You play a lot of snaps in a game and got to turn around on a Thursday night. It can be a challenge, but that's a big point of emphasis is finding a way to maximize your recovery to get back out there on Thursday. And for me, I'm doing fine. I'll be just fine come Thursday night. I'll take care of myself and we'll be fine.
Okay, Paul Donowitz and then Jamie Apodi.
Yeah, Carson, similar question. I was just curious whether your recovery process in a short week after a game like that is any different than if you were playing on Sunday instead of Thursday.
Maybe a little bit. I think it just, I mean, obviously it all gets expedited, but I mean, recovery really starts the second the game ends. You know, guys are doing stuff in the locker room before they even go home or at home, you know, with different stretches, mobility, different recovery things. And I was no different. You know, it starts the second that game ended. And so guys have done a good job of that and we'll be fine come Thursday night.
Okay, Jamie and then Zach Berman.
Carson, the Cowboys had a tough game the other night. So that really is interesting now that you guys are 1-4-1 and you look at this division and it's definitely not nearly as bad as that record sounds. How big does that make this game against the Giants? And, you know, what are you thinking looking at the records in this division?
Yeah, I mean, we know where the division's at. You know, we know it's wide open still and we know we didn't start and we don't have the record that we were hoping for or, you know, counting on, but we know that this is a divisional game, and divisional games always have a little bit more on the line, not just because there's a little extra rivalry there, but because we know what's at stake, and we know the division is up for grabs for everybody, so we know what's riding on this one, and we're excited for it.
Zach and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Carson, we've asked Doug about his success on Thursday nights, and a big part of that is because you've had some of your best games on Thursday nights. Green Bay last year, Carolina 2017, Giants 2018. It seems almost counterintuitive because you don't have as much time to prepare. And like you said, your body's beat up. So what do you make of those performances?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's one, you know, you'd have to kind of think long and hard about why that's the case. I think guys just enjoy the opportunity on, you know, national television, first of all, you know, under the lights, all that's always fun and gets you, you know, kind of excited a little bit extra, but it helps us. I mean, we just play fast. You know, we don't overcomplicate things. We don't do anything crazy. And the same thing for the defenses. You know, they don't usually have a whole lot of new stuff, so you can really just watch the tape and go play and let your guys make plays and play fast. And I think that we've done a good job of that over the years, and hopefully we can continue that streak.
Hey, Jeff and then Chris and Rogers.
Zach, you've been sacked 25 times this year already. Only 37 last year over 16 games. What has been, obviously I know a lot of them are different, but what has been the problem there and how can you guys fix that?
Yeah, like you said, every one of them is different. You know, you get done with the game and there might be a couple sacks and it might be a handful of them are on me. You know, a lot of times they might be third down and, you know, instead of throwing it away, I'm trying to make a play, trying to make something happen. And those are all ones that we can learn from every time. But, you know, we can clean it up. We can clean it up with, you know, making the protection calls myself, getting the ball out faster, you know, not holding on to it, trying to make plays sometimes. But it is a part of the game. And, you know, it's something that we got to all clean up and we will.
Kristen and then Les Bowen.
Hey, Carson, it feels like we're talking with you every week about the new cast of receivers around you. You know, we go back to this past Sunday and, you know, Jason Groom was a guy a lot of people were, you know, didn't know who he was going into that game. So, again, what are those conversations you have with those players, you know, in maybe their first starts with as an Eagle?
Yeah, I mean, I just try and build them up. Just try and build them up and let them know that I believe in them and just really talk through it. Obviously, this week on a short week, we don't get the physical reps. You know, it's a lot of walkthroughs and so a lot of it's just conversation. You know, understanding this is what I'm looking for on these routes. And I know I sound like a broken record when I say those things, but that's what it is. It's a lot of conversation and just making sure that I see see it the same way they do and vice versa. And so that come, you know, Thursday night, you know, we're on top of it. And, you know, obviously in a perfect world, we'd have all sorts of banked reps and we'd have an all whole offseason, all those things. But it's the hand you're dealt and, you know, there's no excuses.
Less and then Ruben Frank. Hey, Carson. If you should have DeSean Jackson and or Alshon Jeffrey Thursday night, have you had enough practice time with them to get timing down and comfort level and things like that?
Yeah, kind of to echo what I just kind of mentioned, a lot of it, you know, in a perfect world, you have more reps with everybody, you know, whether it's veterans like that or these young guys, but it's the hand you're dealt. So it's conversations and it's, For those guys, it's bank reps from even last year, from off seasons before, and I feel confident with those guys. I think we've played a lot of football together, whether it's in practice or in a game over the years. So I feel confident in really all these guys.
Hey, Ruben, then Ed Kratz.
Hey, Carson. I think for the last 4 years we've been asking you how come we haven't seen any deep balls, and you know this year you hit Jalen in the first game before he got hurt. You had the touchdown to Travis, the long ball down the left sideline, and obviously Hightower with a 50-yarder. What does it give you to have three young guys who've shown that they can make those plays and the trust that you have in them and you know for guys who really don't have a whole lot of experience?
Yeah, I mean, the ability to stretch the field and you know create big plays is a game changer. I think it makes it hard on defenses too, especially you know some of those are on third downs, third and longs, and we're able to convert and stay on the field, and not only just stay on the field, but we're picking up chunk plays. And I think that puts a lot of stress on the defense. And knowing that we have young guys that do have speed and have the ability to stretch the defense really helps everybody else. Helps guys underneath, the tight ends, the backs. Greg Ward in the slot, you know, all those things, all those factors can contribute to us having success. But we just got to be smart with how we pick and choose those battles and take what the defense gives us.
Okay, Ed and then John McMullen.
Hey, Carson, did you have any like colored bruises on your body at all? Like different colors, purple, yellow? I mean, how bruised were you coming out of that game? Anything interesting?
I mean, you always got bumps and bruises from games. I think you notice them a little more on a Thursday night game, knowing that you got a quick turnaround. But you know, I feel good. I mean, it's I'm fortunate. You know, I'm still playing. I'm still feeling great. And you know, it's a quick turnaround, so I got no excuses. You know, I'll be just fine once I get out there.
Okay, we'll wrap it up here with John McMullen and then Martin Frank.
Hey, Carson, you mentioned kind of these short weeks are more walkthroughs, not physical reps. What's it like from a preparation standpoint for you guys offensively? Is it more relying on your sort of DNA as an offense than a typical game planning week when you have that whole week to prepare?
Yeah, you could say a little bit of that. You know, I think you do kind of go back to, okay, what's, you know, what do we do best? You know, what do we do best? What's kind of our DNA, like you said? But it is still game planning. There's still that involved, but maybe it's dialed back a little. Maybe it's, you know, it's simplified a little bit just because you don't have those reps. Maybe you're not adding as much new stuff situationally. So, you know, I think guys will use that and play fast and respond really well on Thursday night.
Okay, go ahead, Martin.
Hey, Carson, if, you know, assuming, you know, reports are true that Miles and Zach Ertz won't play Thursday night, I mean, how big a loss would that be for you? I mean, these are guys you rely on pretty heavily, like, you know, in the passing game and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're both game changers. You know, the ability to convert third downs, Miles' ability to, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, to break a long one and change the course of a game. I mean, not having those guys can obviously make it tough, but at the same time, confidence is high in the guys that are behind them. You know, Boston has done it before. You know, kind of the same situation last year against New York, and how he stepped up last year, and we know what he's capable of. So I'm excited for him, and Richard making some plays down the stretch in last game, and he's going to keep stepping up and doing some good things. And so, yeah, it does hurt us. It's tough, but, you know, that's kind of where we're at in the season, and the guys behind him are going to step up and do a great job.
BGN.